many-time president, Hall of Fame member out at Evergreen Speedway, the Honorable Wizard Ben Chandler joins us from his palatial estate in Bellevue, Washington. Good evening, Mr. Chandler.
Hi, Steve, and hello all you racing fans out there in the Valley of the Sun, or whatever's going on up there.
Is your compound so big that you don't get out and see the weather? Is that what I heard?
No, actually, I've got a kind of a compact little three-bedroom house in the ghetto of Bellevue.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, that's the crossroads area. If you want to know the
truth. And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here with you. We are still live out at the Cactus Moon Saloon. I hope everyone can hear this. We're going to kind of roam around the room here. First one up, our friend Nama Lang. Nama, you've got the 00 point leader car out in the parking lot. Thanks for coming. It's been a long night, pal.
Yeah, it's a good night here at the Cactus Moon. We're all having fun, drinks. The food's excellent, and we're having a good time. Thanks for having us, Steve.
Hey, thank you for being here. Thanks for bringing the car out, bringing your team, and it just kind of shows what this whole racing crowd is like. It's a good group of people.
Oh, yeah, everybody, you know, we're all getting together, having a good time, talking with each other, having a couple drinks, and it's been fun.
And Kelly Hale's not upsetting you at all?
No, not at all.
All right, talk about, you know, you've had just a magic season. We had you on and told you what you needed to do to get on the show, and that was win a race, and all you've done is just continue winning all season long. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been a good year. I got the best crew that I've ever had here, and we're all sitting here just having lots of fun, and we're just taking every week by week, and we're not thinking about the end of the year. We're just thinking about the next race, so it's been good.
All right, and as always, thank you so much for being on every time I've needed you this year and in past 100 shows. It's been just a pleasure having you with us.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Nama Lang. Let's go over and let's see. We talked to Kurt. Andrew Kunis, have you been on yet? I've had so many people on, I forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew Kunis, absolutely one of the great writers of motorsports of the Pacific Northwest. And, Andrew, pleasure to have you here. You did something kind of cool up at the 360 Nationals with some fundraising earlier this year. Tell us about it.
Well, I just came up with the idea a few days beforehand. And over the years, historically, one of the fun things for us fans to watch at the race has been the driver coming from the back of the field towards the front. Whether they win or not, it's been real fun to watch, and I decided to put together a little hard charger award with all the great fans up at Skagit Speedway, and I threw up the first $100, and I was hoping to maybe get up to $200, and I was just shocked that by the time Saturday's A Main rolled around, it ended up being $600, and Michael Harris out of Cedar Woolley ended up winning the money. He was quite happy to win it.
Now, you know that you've started something that you may have trouble finishing by doing this, don't you?
Yeah, I've been asked by a few other people down at other racetracks, not necessarily promoters, but other fans at tracks in Oregon, also at Elma, asked me to do stuff later. We'll see about maybe doing some more of this next year. There is a real fun deal. It was more successful than I ever imagined it would be up at Skagit the other week, and I thank Steve Byler for helping me out with that. They're announcing at the drivers' meeting and everything. The drivers were very happy to hear the news that someone will be getting a little bit of extra cash from the fans, and it was just a great deal.
Cool. So talk about how people can read your work, because it's distributed around pretty good.
Yeah, I take part in a few internet message board communities. Obviously, Northwest Race Talk is the biggest one. Stuff from my dwarf car racing. Obviously, the deal up at Skagit the other week, my promotional work for some of the drivers ends up there. And also, of course, people who read the newspapers and whatnot, the racing newspapers, to be more specific. There's IT Weekly, and I've been in the National Speed Sport News a couple of times. It's been pretty neat also.
Cool. And, you know, I had one thought getting back to talking about, you know, how cool the people are in this sport, and it just shows by what you pulled off with that hard charger award.
Yeah, just I know, despite the hard economic times right now where everybody's trying to hold on to their money as tightly as they can, they're considering gas prices, rising food prices even there. It's just there's a lot of great people involved in the sport of auto racing here, a lot of great fans. I just want to help out a lucky driver.
Well, thank you so much for being here, buddy. Really appreciate it. Your support means a lot, and you're welcome on anytime.
Oh, hey, no problem. Pleasure to be here.
All right, thanks a lot. That was Andrew Kunis with one of the great riders in the Pacific Northwest. Let's work through the crowd here, see who we can aid. What's up? Steve Beitler from Skagit Speedway. You finally made it. What happened?
I went to a birthday party before I came here.
I figured you were probably caught up in all that nasty traffic that's from Marysville into Everett here with construction.
Nah, we missed all that. I was down in Monroe at a three-year-old's birthday party, but I've been listening to your show for the last hour and a half, and you wait, I'm going to fix Glithrow for that comment about the toilets. I'm going to get even with him before the night's over.
Well, maybe you might want to see if he wants to invest.
Yeah, there you go. He ought to buy them and let me just borrow them from him.
All right, you know, I have been telling everybody all night long how much we appreciate all of their participation in our show. And, you know, the same goes out to you. I did it to Terry, and, you know, it's so cool to be able to call you anytime we need you, and you just come through. It's just fantastic.
You know what? This is a win-win deal for all of us because, whether you know it or not, we really appreciate what you guys do. You promote our sport. It doesn't matter if it's Skagit or Monroe. You know, Evergreen, Grays Harbor, Yakima, it doesn't matter. You promote motorsports racing, and it makes all of us healthier. I don't care if they go to Monroe or Skagit or Deming Speedway. You're promoting motorsports, the promoters, the racers. We appreciate what you guys do because it's a big deal. I've tried to do a radio show myself before, and it's a lot of work and a lot of commitment. You guys have done it and done it right. You know, we really appreciate all you do for the racers.
Well, thank you very much. Let's talk about the finish of the 2008 season up at Skagit Speedway. You've had some monster events so far. You've got one coming up at the end of this month, too. Talk about it.
Yeah, we got a couple of big events left, but, you know, I keep waiting for summer to get here. You know, it seems like it starts to turn to summer, then it rains, and it gets cold. But we got, you know, coming up in a week and a half, we got the World Outlaws for two nights. That's going to be a huge event. Our ticket sales have gone real well this year, so I'm getting pretty excited. It looks like it's going to really hit good this year for us. And then, of course, the week after the World of Outlaws, the 6th of September, we're going to bring the flat-track motorcycles, quads, and carts in again like we've been doing for a while. And then, you know, we kind of start wrapping the season up the 13th of September with our championship night. And we put on one of our patented gigantic fireworks shows. And I love blowing stuff up and burning things and catching stuff on fire. And to me, that is really fun, you know. Business is business, but when I get to blow things up, that makes it worth it. And then we'll finish off the weekend of the 20th, 21st with our Hornet Nationals and do a Hornet Duro on Sunday. And then, you know, go right into our mode of maintenance and resurfacing the track and, you know, fixing stuff, get ready for 2009.
You know, we had an interview earlier tonight with a young man that's taken a few of your dollars over the years, and that's Taylor Malsom, getting his first start in the Craftsman Truck Series at Bristol tomorrow night. And a lot of people from up here are going to be watching to see how he does.
Yeah, that guy's got a lot of talent. When he first started running at Skagit, Kevin Rudin brought him up there, and they were renting the track. And, I mean, he wasn't very fast, but he just drove. He got faster and faster. And then, like, in just literally a year's time, he came back there, and the guy was just on fire. That kid's got a lot of talent. He's very smart, and, you know, he's got the financing. He's hooked up with Penske now. He's going to do a real good job. So I'm excited. You know, Brian Scott, of course, he's out there running Racing Skagit. He's doing well, but, yeah, Taylor's doing a great job. I'm impressed with the kid.
Well, Steve, again, thank you so much for all your help this season and in the past 100 shows, and looking forward to hanging out for another 100 with you.
Yeah, congratulations, you guys. 100 shows. That's awesome. What a great milestone, and a big congratulations to Carla, Galen, you, all you guys are doing a fantastic job, and just thanks for being a big part of our sport.
It's our pleasure. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it. That was Steve Beitler. Let's get over here and talk with a guy that we've had on the show quite a bit. We're going to interrupt a very heavy-duty conversation. We're going to bring in a guy who got the W last Saturday night out at Evergreen Speedway, getting ready for the huge Figure Eight Nationals coming up. Steve Peters joins us, and thanks for being here, bud. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
Now, you and I had quite a conversation this morning about, you know, what your win meant to you last week. Good to get behind the wheel. Obviously, you're going fast, getting ready for the big show coming up this Saturday. But you had a lot of gremlins to overcome in your car, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been, you know, 3 months since we ran that car. And the last time we ran it, we hit somebody doing a good 70. So it took out a few critical items, but we squared her back up and got her back in shape and brought her out last week for the first time. And it's close. It's a lot closer now than it was last week. So I think we're ready for the Nationals.
All right. And one thing that always is cool about the Nationals and the 60 Minutes of Fears, it brings a lot of guys back just to run those races. And we saw in the paper, Steve Cox was back out, and that guy is always somebody to contend with.
Yeah, it was nice to have Steve out there. We kind of pitted next to each other, and we both knew that we were just kind of dialing in for the next week. And, you know, we were working on our cars all the way into probably just before the mains. He had flashlights out. We had flashlights out, and we just couldn't really get a handle on it most of the day. So once nighttime came, I was a little bit closer than Steve was, but he went out there. He helped me tremendously. He was kind of one of those lap cars that wouldn't let anybody by, and he had a lot of experience. So made it a little tough on all the guys that are out there running right now, and it helped me stretch out that lead a little more so I could take a win.
Were you ever at a point in that race where you behind him and you could say, hey, man, Cox is out of shape. I can get by him.
Yeah, it was, you know, Steve is really a hard racer to get by. He only gives you that 16th of an inch coming into the corners, and he'll make you pucker a little bit, and he'll make you back out. So, but it's fun to race with Steve. Nice to see him out there, and he's just a hell of a good driver, and he's fun to race with.
All right, and any prediction for the big show coming up on Saturday, or do I already know?
You know what? I'm out for the win. This is my kind of race. I'm out there for the long run, and, you know, we've seen four. Let's make it five.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate you being out here. Steve Peters, many-time winner in the figure eight division. Let's get over here. We're going to talk with a guy that we haven't had on the show this year. Better get him before that Coors Light gets drained down. Good friend of mine, good friend of racing around here, Rob Touche is out here. And, you know, if you'd stop breeding, you could go racing.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of leading the league there right now, aren't I?
You're bringing home the W's.
Yeah, well, that's four kids in 2 years. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations, man. You had twins, a boy and a girl. You've got a lovely daughter named Lola. And, man, I'm proud of you on a lot of different levels, but you're doing okay with it. I'm happy for you, bud.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. You know, I'd like to do a little more racing, but build a new house, need a few more bedrooms. And once we get done with this season, I'm sure I'll be back next year.
All right, we're glad you could make it. It's good to see you, pal. Take care of yourself. Rob Touche, let's go get a word with our man Buddha over here. We've had Buddha on the show about three or four times this year. Because Buddha, other than being cool, has done a really cool thing, and that's helped make a lot of awareness for our friend James O'Neill. How's things going? First of all, with you. Second of all, with James.
I'm doing pretty good. You know, hanging out, living the life, having fun.
And talk about the fundraiser. People can still, if they wanted to help out James, and where are we at with James?
Last I was told, I haven't been in a whole lot of touch with those people, but they were up over, you know, $100,000 for him, and I think surgery is scheduled for in the next 2 months here. He wanted to do it around football season, I guess, so he could watch football while he recovered. So, you know, James is a great person. It was fun doing it. We got a lot of help from the people in the Northwest. Mark Sundberg donated a banner, bought a lot of tickets. Shane Biles bought a lot of tickets. I mean, we sold... It wasn't the best turnout, and we still sold 2,000 tickets or something like that. I mean, we were just, you know, elated with the way it went. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Talk about the season for DS Racing. It's been kind of an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Travis started a new business, Short Track Enterprises, building and maintaining cars for a few people and building race cars for me that needs one built. And so we kind of stepped back a little bit. We have a friend out of California that's ran the car a few times, Eric Richardson. But Travis should be in the car for the rest of the year. We'll be at the two-day show at Yakima on Labor Day, and we'll be at Evergreen, and we'll be at the Fall Classics. So we'll be coming out looking to win. So
it'd be good to get back racing at Evergreen, back in the backyard, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of disappointing not running the West weekend with Travis there. It was, you know, I mean, it's 10 miles from my home, you know, and grew up there. I mean, there's still so many good memories there, from the first late model win with Hamlin to the first tour win there with Hamlin to the first tour race you ran there with Hamlin. I mean, that was a pretty neat thing for us. I never thought I would end up on a race crew. I always thought I'd be a fan in the stands, and to do the things that we've done there at a track that's so special to us, because it's home. It's been pretty cool.
What's it going to take to get you behind the wheel of one of them cars, buddy?
Like a sunroof or something. I'm kind of a big boy here, you know, so going to take a lot to get me one of them cars.
All right, and also, let's get back to James. How can people still get involved in this cause?
You can Google James O'Neill, and I cannot remember for the life of me the website address right now. If you Google James O'Neill, a lot of things come up, or if you go to Como 4 Problem Solvers and look on their search the links, and they'll be able to get you to the website there, and you can donate there through their PayPal system.
Very cool. Thanks a lot, Buddha. Appreciate you being out here tonight. As we are out here at the Cactus Moon Saloon, I need to follow Carla and just see what she's got going on up here. You know, if you get a chance to get out to this cactus... Oh, there's Joe. Joe Neeland was on our show for the first time this year, and he knew the rules. He knew how he had to get on the show. He wins the race. I call him up and I say, well, now you know you got to be on the show. And he froze up. But thanks for bringing the number 99 out tonight, Joe. And it's an honor to have you here, buddy.
Hi, thank you.
You liking it? You like the place? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it's great. This is real good.
Yeah, and you've got the rest of the season. Where are you at? Fifth in points now?
Yes, I believe I'm in fifth now.
You don't know, but that's okay.
I'm in fifth.
All right, that works. I think I've got a microphone taking a dump on me here. We got. You want to do this one, Carla? I'm gonna turn this over to you.
Okay.
You get the
headphones. Okay, he's giving me the headphones. Next up, Travis Blackwood. How you doing there? So do we want to talk about points or we want to talk about races?
We could talk about both. I think I'm sitting seventh in points. I mean, I think I'm 140 points out of the lead or something like that. But, you know, it just sucks that, you know, I hurt my hand and, you know, I missed a couple races there. And it just, you know, it happens. But.
And that's kind of, that really takes a toll on it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, but before I hurt my hand, I won the last two out of the three races. And then when I came back, you know, I won the last... In the last two races that I've raced in, I've won one of them. So it's just a little disheartening, but, you know, there's always next year, I guess.
That's right. Are we going to find you back in a bomber?
Yeah, unless somebody wants to sponsor me in a super, which, you know, I don't really have the money for it. But, I mean, the bombers are fun. You know, it's an inexpensive way to race. I mean, the way that I do it, of course. But there are some people out there that spend a bunch of money and you don't really need to, I think. But, I mean, I've got $15 shocks in my car, and I can still seem to go out there and win like I did on Saturday and win by a 5-car length lead, which I don't think is too bad. But I do want to say thanks to my sponsors on the Performance Machine, Smiley's Brotherhood, Cobblestone Home, and Game Phase. And that's basically it.
Your hand's going to be okay?
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's for those first 2 weeks there, I tried to come out, you know, the week after my surgery, and it was really bad to just be in the back there and just turn laps, you know, after you've been all the way up to the front and won a championship. It sucks just to be in the back, turn laps, and I wasn't having any fun. And that's one of the things you want to do when you go out to a racetrack is just to have fun. And I wasn't having it. And for the 2 weeks that I was going to be there, yeah, I could have probably brought my car out, but I wasn't going to have any fun. So these last couple races, I've had a lot of fun, and we can only just make the car better, so hopefully I go out there and win by 10 car lengths, but, you know, I'm not going to.
Well, that's a good thing to hear about having the fun. We've had you on the show a couple of times over the last, this is our third season, and the one thing that I know about the interviews we've done in the past is you're a racer with heart, and we want to say thank you for what you do, and good luck for you the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, Steve.
All right, thanks a lot, Travis. Thanks a lot, Joe. Thanks a lot, everybody that is out here tonight. We need to take a break. Again, we are out at the Cactus Moon Saloon out here on 128th and 8th Avenue West. It's outstanding to have everybody out here. This place, if you have not checked it out, definitely get out here. The menu looks good. I hope I get a chance to try it out. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more from the Cactus Moon Saloon. You're listening to the 100th show of North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Clear.